This is a very, very interesting topic to me. I understand where you're coming from. How much is this doggy? I agree with your concerns. I do like the fact that you see the attempt at brainwashing the population there. They're using their hearts, not just giving them facts, but tugging at their emotions. Woman shot on child's birthday, child left. Cry, cry. Yes, of course we'll cry. Of course we don't like this. You don't have to point out the fact that it was on a child's birthday. The fact of the matter is a police officer killed. And then right next to it here, what's your public opinion? Give us your unbiased, unemotional opinion. No. Here, we're going to give you the sob story. Now we want you to give an answer. What do you think? And then after you give this emotional, biased answer, next week there's going to be a push for all the cops to be armed to the teeth. And they're going to say, well, 99% of the population say that they want the cops armed. Yeah. Cops are to be armed to the teeth. Citizens are to be totally stripped of any protection. What does this mean? What does this add up to? I kind of got a kick out of the Freudian slip by Relentless when she said that the law enforcement officers should be more armed than those who are there to control. Do you see a little Freudian slip there? Control. We're not supposed to be controlled. We're not supposed to be corralled, and we're not supposed to be nothing more than cows. That's not the way it's supposed to have worked. Yes, things have changed. Things have changed a lot. Things have changed in our society. Things have changed the way our nation views things from the mores, the taboos, how our culture is supposed to behave. And it's been social reengineering for decades. And this is how it has come to be, because this is how they want it to be. They want us to be animalistic, because if we are animals, then they can say, hey, looky here. We have to have zookeepers out there because animals are roaming the streets. Well, what do you expect? When you take away the morals and you say, hey, morality is relative. No, morality is not relative. We have a nation that's based on, in our country, I'm sorry, how much is this doggy? In my country, the United States, this country is based on the Christian belief system, the Christian faith. That's pretty much a very clear, concise set of morals, okay? I'm pretty sure that your country your nation was based on the same. It's very clear. Now what you do is you say, hey, that's so myopic. What we need to do is be all-inclusive. Well, how do you have an all-inclusive culture? You can't. You can't have a multicultural system and it stand worth a flip, because that's called divisiveness. How do you have a simple law? You can't have a simple law, because laws are based on morality. The basic laws, such as thou shalt not kill, or so I say murder, is based on morals. Everything is moralic. Moralic. Hey, I just made another word. That's great. Strategery. Anyway, I digress. We have these people roaming the streets now in uniforms. And they are not very law-abiding themselves. I get so sick and tired when I see a cop that I've just watched speeding himself, doing 30 over the speed limit, pull somebody else over for doing 10 over. Come on, let's get real here, okay? They're going to violate your constitutionally protected rights while they just make a joke out of the whole thing. When I got out of the Army, and I was a military police officer, when I got out of the Army, I saw this show called Cops, filmed live on location. And I'm watching this in horror. And my wife at the time, she says, "Boy, I'm watching you watch that show and it's like you're having some kind of flashback or something. I didn't know it was going to affect you so bad." And I would respond by saying, "No, honey, No, it's not that. I'm watching in horror. These people are violating citizens' rights all over the place. It's being filmed live on location from Las Vegas or New York City or Chicago, whatever. And nobody's being reprimanded for this. Nobody's being sued for this. Something is totally wrong with my country. What's going on? I was in the military to defend the country, and while I was in the military, the country is going to hell in a handbasket. Something is wrong. Now, yes, relentless, I agree. The people who are out there to protect our nation should have the tools. But the people protecting our nation, protecting us from the rogues, the renegades, and the animals, should be doing it within the constitutional confines. And we need to understand that the rogues, the renegades, and the animals are in abundant supply now because it has been engineered to be this way. And we need to understand why. And we need to start looking around and realizing what's going on. And we need to start attacking that. And then we need to start trying to repair our nation because it's sick. It's sick. It's injured. And it is in dire need of reparation. But we've got to get back to the basics and understand what morality is. We need to understand what right and wrong is. And we don't seem to understand that anymore. And how much is this doggy in the window is looking at what's going on in his own nation, and he's looking at this and he's saying, wait a second. When the citizens can't have guns, but those who are to control, as you said, the citizens do, what does this boil down to? What's going to happen? And are we really going to like it? And are they setting it up? Because they, and you know who they are, and if you don't, you better daggum well figure it out. When they, who control the media, put this some spin on there and then want us to turn around and answer their poll so they can turn around and use that poll as an okay by the population to do this. Got to watch these people because they're the ones that are engineering it. They're the ones that engineer the nations to lose their morals, lose their vision, lose their direction, and then lose their liberty. Always be on the lookout for tyranny. And how much is this dog in? He's the one that's looking out for the tyranny. He's not being short-sighted. He's looking and he's seeing something and he don't like what he's seeing. And sir, I applaud you. Keep it up.